Well, good morning and welcome and a very happy Easter. And I'm wondering what your Easter egg looked like today. I remember when I was at school, my day school, when I was very small, the last day of the term before the Easter holidays, that we used to have an Easter egg hunt around the school grounds. And as children, we were allowed to find two eggs each. There were two different types of egg, and we were allowed one of each type of egg. The first one, the one which I wasn't really terribly interested in finding ever, was a hard-boiled egg.
Oh.
And there's not much fascination in that, really. And especially because it was a school type of hard-boiled egg.
Great.
You know, the sort that's been boiled for about 3 days, and then it's not been cooled properly, so the yolk is no longer a lovely, bright yellow, but it's gone sort of grey and rather chalky. And I'm wondering, is Easter a bit like that for you? Not very nice. The other egg which we were allowed to find was one of these. I'm sure you all recognise them, a Cadbury's cream egg. And Cadbury's cream eggs, they used to be yummy. And I'm not sure whether they're using the same recipe or whether it's just my tastes that have changed. But all that sort of lovely, sticky, gooiness inside, you get it all over your fingers. But the trouble is nowadays, you know, if I eat one of these, I end up feeling slightly sick, and I feel as if my teeth are going to fall out, and my arteries are clogging up. And I'm sure, after looking at this one yesterday, I'm sure they're smaller than they used to be too, aren't they? So I wonder if your Easter's like that. I wonder if somehow your Easter is a little bit smaller than it used to be. And if it's sort of a bit sticky and messy and makes you feel a bit sick. An egg which we didn't have in my day, but which you have now, of course, are the Kinder Surprise eggs. And I wonder if your Easter is possibly like this. To me, this isn't really chocolate, is it? I mean, I don't know about you, but it's not quite Cadbury's. And whilst it has a little surprise inside it, a little toy inside it, it's a bit plasticky and it falls apart, doesn't it? Or maybe you've never had one, it's probably very sensible if you haven't. But I wonder if your Easter's like that, if the chocolate isn't quite as rich and yummy as it should be. And if the present that you get is maybe a little bit sort of plasticky. I don't know. But I'm happy this Easter because I've got... Who's got most eggs? Who's got more than one? Who's got more than one egg? And I'm not counting all the little ones. I'm counting a sensible size egg. Okay, how many have you got?
Three.
You got three? Helen's got three. Any advance on three? Anyone got more than three Easter eggs?
Alex got five. Back left.
Yes. Alex, you got five Easter eggs?
Four.
Four. Okay, well, actually, here are my Easter eggs.
Very nice.
I've got so many, the table isn't big enough, so that one's going to have to stand at the back. And these Easter eggs, while they may not be chocolate, as Hannah says, I'm not sure that decoupage cardboard is going to be terribly tasty, but they're quite special eggs. So, shall we have a look in the first one? See, the first one contains a cross. I don't know if you've come across these, but these are one of the Chelmsford holding crosses, and they just sort of fit very neatly into your hand. They're very comforting. But this cross in my first Easter egg reminds me of the cross that Jesus carried. Not just carried, but carried on his back after he had been beaten by the Roman soldiers. I was in Turin a year or so ago, and and I had one of my meetings was cancelled, so I had time to go to the Museum of the Shroud. And there they have this whip, which I took a picture of. You can't see it terribly clearly, I'm afraid, which is a shame, because this is the whip that they think, or the sort of whip that they think Jesus would have been beaten with. And if you can imagine, I'm afraid we can't really see that either, which is a great shame. The whip itself, the handle is about that long, and then it has a flexible tail, which is about that long, and at the end of the tail, which you can't really see in this picture, unfortunately, because of the lighting, there are little bits of lead about that long. You can imagine how that would have hurt. And yet, despite being flogged severely with one of those, Jesus was able to carry his cross at Easter. So that's my first egg. My second egg. My second egg contains three nails. Now, they didn't use nice, shiny, these 5-inch nails to attach Jesus to the cross. And again, this picture, you can't really see it again, I'm afraid, but do have a look at them maybe on the computer afterwards. These are this is a picture of the sort of nails that they think would have been used on Jesus on that first Easter day. They are vicious looking things. And I'm reminded that in one of the choruses which we sing the words, "It was my sins that held him there." So these nails remind me of my sin and the fact that Jesus bore my sin on the cross. So there's my second egg. Here's my third egg. This could end in tears. Got it. There's my third egg. My third egg contains the stone. The stone that the women in our reading found to be rolled away. Obviously, it would have been a lot bigger than this. It would have been probably about that sort of height off the floor. And it was designed not to be moved. When it was rolled in front of the mouth of the tomb, it would have dropped into a groove, which would have made it very, very difficult to move. It was not designed to be moved at all. It was designed to keep animals out. And also, of course, in Jesus' case, there was a guard placed on the tomb as well. And this reminds me that no matter what there is in our life, it's not too big for Jesus to move, for Jesus to deal with. He was able to move the stone from the tomb. And so he can move the issues, the stones that we have in our life. And so my fourth egg. Yes. This is the really important one, isn't it? Because this is the one that's empty. Jesus is empty too. Jesus is risen. Our hope. And because he's risen, so my fifth egg. My fifth egg is the fact that because the fourth egg was empty, This one is full of celebrations. I don't know whether we've got enough to go round, but we'll pass the celebrations up either side. So in case you haven't had enough chocolate. So those are my five Easter eggs, reminding me of the Easter story. And as I said, I wonder what your Easter egg looks like this year. Amen.